Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome back to those who were here before, and welcome to those who are joining. So we're going to be learning Be'ez Hashem now the halachas of the Dalad Minim. We should hopefully over the course of the Elul and I think once you're in the Seres Mitzvah, Be'ez Hashem, and there's enough to keep us busy for that entire time to see. Hopefully, we'll be able to get a decent understanding of the halachas of each one of the minim, and I hope perhaps some time also for some of the general halachas of the mitzvah lekichas dal minim in terms of the ownership and in terms of the tzuras lekicha, maybe with righties and lefties and a lot of other details. We'll see what we're able to be maspik Be'ez Hashem. Just want to begin so with a short hakdama, and as the Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, Sefer Chinuch, this is in Parashas Emor, of course, where the mitzvah is listed in Mitzvah Shinuch of Dalad. So he says, he talks about what's the time of the mitzvah. So he writes, Mishirosh Haya Mitzvah, Hakdam B'Kfar Kosavti L'cha B'ni Kam B'Pa'amim B'Mashikidim. I've already mentioned a number of times, Sha'adam Nifal Kefi Pu'ulosav Shiaset Tamim, a famous line of the Chinuch. The Chinuch says that a person is very much affected and influenced by the actions that he takes. The way he acts has a big influence on the way he thinks and the way he feels and the way he responds, views things. His thoughts and his emotions are influenced strongly by his actions. Im tov v'imra. So he goes on to say, so when Sukkot is a time of great simcha. Sukkot is a time when people typically would, was the harvest time, and they would bring in all the crops, and when a person would see, hopefully had a successful crop, and it would bring in a tremendous amount of simcha, and Der Chagav, the Sfarno mentions also over there that it was also combined with the fact that there was a ruchnius dikas simcha, because we just experienced Yom Kippur and got kaparas avonos, so a person is sameach heimitzad ha ruchnius and heimitzad ha gashmius, and there's a lot of simcha, and in order that this simcha doesn't get out of hand and doesn't lead to inappropriate behavior, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah to, he says, similar to tefillin. Tefillin is you have to have tefillin on kenegedei vari ha'adam ha'yuduim bod l'mishkan ha'secha v'alev ha'moach u'mitoch pa'alu zeh tamid yiyachid kol machshavos l'tov. That's tefillin. Now, once a year, on Sukkot, u'kamokei mitzvah lulav im shlosh hazminav mizeh ha'shoreshu l'fi shimei ha'chag heim yimei simcha gadol al Yisrael, as we said, v'az yismichu b'nei adam simcha rabba v'tzivu ha'keh la'amo lasus l'fan av chag bo'so ha'eis v'zakosam li'as ikra simcha l'shmo. They wanted the simcha to be channeled towards the Eibishter, so he gave us a yomtiv so that we could utilize the natural simcha which we experienced then, and we could channel it and focus it to avodas Hashem. Now sometimes, they only go and say, right, they say that the hardest mitzvah mekayim is samach l'b'chagecha, to be sameach l'yomtiv. But in Sukkot we have a lot of external, outside Sibos to be goring the simcha, and punk, because there's going to be simcha then, that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, this is a great time to make a yontif, so you could now take that simcha and channel towards ruchnius. And then he says, ubiyos has simcha moshechas hachomer harbe, but simcha also leads a lot to a person tending towards in yonei chumrius, gashmius, materialism, umashkachas mimeni yuris alukim, and it makes him sometimes forget about Hashem. So then he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah to take in our hands and to hold these minim, to remind us to be a connection, a direct connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're holding these minim in our hands to be mekayim the Ratzon Hashem. It's like a special mitzvah to give us more of a connection and more of a conduit to be mekabel the ruchnius and to channel our simcha into a ruchniyistika often. That's what he says. And he says that also these are minim that are also naturally misameach when a person sees them. So Kadosh Baruch Hu picked minim that are misameach because it was appropriate for the time. One other thing, he writes at the end, he says another reason that he says also He says, I'm well aware that the Bali Sod have a lot to say about this mitzvah also. A lot of things that are al piderech hasod. He says, I'm aware of that as well. So just wanted to share it with you from the Das Kedemi Bali Tosis. This is more famous, that he says on this pasuk, he talks about, first of all, the idea that the Esrog is a min that has tam pareach, and then there's... it's connected that tzaddikim sheish mem reyach haTorah v'tam shel ma'asim tovim. The lulav yesh bo tam v'lo reyach. That's negative the benanim sheish mem tam shel mitzvos vein bem reyach haTorah. The hadas says reyach v'lo tam. Connected osim sheish bem reyach haTorah, but unfortunately in behem mitzvos. And the arav has lo tam v'lo reyach. And to connect them ami aris that they have not reyach haTorah, not mitzvos. V'anu ogdin arba b'yachad remesh she'en kosh baruch misratzil Israel et shiu kulam laguda achas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the Kalei Yisrael should be unified, should be achdus. Everyone, the Bali Madriga Gedola, together with those who are on the lowest Madriga, plus everyone in between, should all form one Yichud, and that is the idea of one of the Ramazim of the Dalad Minim. And then he goes on to say also the Maracher, how each one of the Minim is Merabi's neged one of the essential functions or Evarim of the Guf. The lulav is doma to the shedra, the hadas to the einayim, the rabba to the simon, the esrog to the lev, parts of the body which are very more ikar parts, that the whole guf should be meshubed to a kadosh baruch hu, like David Melech said, kol atzmas kol atzmosia tamana Hashem yichamoichem. Okay, so we have some of the reasons for the mitzvah, some of the tamayim, so to get more of an appreciation of why kadosh baruch hu gave us this mitzvah. Okay, now getting straight then to the dinim. So the pasuk says in Parashas Emor, "Lekachtam lechem b'yom arishon pre-eitz hadar," which Chazal have the Kabbalah that refers to the esrog, kapos tamarim, which is written in like singular. It says pronounced kapos, but it has no vav. Kapas tamarim, referring to the lulav, one lulav, anaf eitz avos, v'arvi nochel, the anaf eitz avos, the hadasim, which technically only has to be one, and the arvi nochel, the aravos. Those are the four minim. Chazal knew b'kabbalah, had the Kabbalah, that each one of these things refers to each one of the four minim which we take. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in the Hakdamah that when the Torah says pre-eitz hadar, it says it specifically by the Esrog, it calls it pre-eitz hadar. However, it's a... Chazal learn out one from the other, and there's a requirement of hadar in all the Dalad minim, and we'll see what that means. Hadar doesn't just mean it should be as pretty, as beautiful as you can get, but it has specific halachas that hadar, the din of hadar, requires to meet certain standards in the minim. So we're going to first talk about the esrog. I don't think we'll complete the esrog tonight. We'll start some of the halachas of esrog. One of the most basic, primary, well-known halachas of esrog is to... possibly, you know, to great one's great surprise, is not a Gemara, and not a Shulchan Aruch, not at all. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, not in the Mechaber, not in the Ramah. But it's one of the most basic principles in an Esrog, and that is the din that an Esrog cannot be Merkav. Merkav means it can't be a product of grafting or a hybrid. It has to be a pure bread, pure fruit Esrog. And it's not a Gemara. So where does it come from, or why is it? So there's a Tshuvas Ramah. The Magid of Ram in Tafresh Mem Ches Chav Gimel brings a Tshuvas Ramah, where the Ramah quotes the Maram Mipadua, who says this din that Esrog Hamurk of Pasul Afilu B'Shasad Chak. And after that, many other Achronim say the same thing, that an Esrog is Murk of his Pasul Asharat Siyan. Again, in Tafresh Mem Ches, Tafresh Mem Ches is the main simon in Hilchas Esrog. Tafresh Mem Ches Sivka and Ayin Aleph, the Asharat Siyan, lists this from the Levush and from the Maram Padua, Maram Alshich, the Magid Avram, the Shvas Yaakov, the Sma, in a Tshuva, the Taz, the Chassam Sofer, the Beis Meir, and others. So this is a Dover Muskam Kim At Lekuli Alma. Sharet Zion brings from the Bikur Yaakov that mentions that there's a Panim Iros. The Panim Iros says that Murkav is taken not Pasul Min HaTorah, but he says, but that's Keneged many, many, many achronim. The pashas is that Merkav is taka psul daraisa. An esrog which is Merkav, which is the product of grafting, a hybrid esrog, is pasul mi daraisa. Now, why? If there's no Gemara, there's no pasuk that is pasul, why is it pasul? So the Magen Avraham says It's possible very, very basic reasons. Magen Avraham is in the... And they mentioned the same Magen Avraham that quotes the Ramah, Magen Avraham Chav Gimel, Sifkan Chav Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it in Sifkan Samachay. The Mishnah Berurah has an arichas about Merkav in at the end of the halachas in Tarfesh Memchay, Sifkan Samachay, and he says that, very simply stated, that a Merkav is not an Esrog. An Esrog means, by definition, something that is pure and contains nothing else in it. Once it contains something else, it's not an Esrog. Just like, you know, if you mix a plum with a peach with a plum, we give it a different name. We don't call it a peach. We don't call it a plum. It's a different name.
It can be grafted onto itself, like onto another Esrog tree.
Yes, absolutely. Two pure Esrogim trees can be grafted themselves. Correct. That's everyone agrees to that. But we're talking about grafting it from with any other min. So the Magen Avraham says it's
partial. Can't be grafted. Right?
I'm sorry.
Can't be grafted.
Correct. So the Magen Avraham says, if it's grafted, it's pashut, not an esrog. That's not what the Torah is referring to at pre-Eitz Hadar. And the Chazon Ish writes, as Chazon Ish is in Kelayim, Simen Gimel, Sivkan Zayin, he writes that even if you'll say, and he's mesupik, whether there's an isser, we know that grafting is usser, right? You're not allowed to graft two different meaning together. But things that are classified as the same min, even though they may not be exactly identical, but they have very similar properties, it's mutter. So the Chazon Ish mesupik, if you're allowed to, not for the mitzvah, but just stam, are you allowed to graft an esrog with a lemon or with an orange, you know, these citrus fruits? He's mesupik that it could be al pidin, it's mutter to do it. That and I mean, there's no the issa, the Torah, that which the Torah asers kelayim, doesn't include these meanings. He's mesupik about that. Lamai said it comes out that the end pasha that he holds that it's usher and you definitely shouldn't do it. But he says that's not relevant to our issue. Even if it's mutter, right? Even if it's mutter, I'll begin to graft an esrog with a lemon, but it's still not an esrog. You definitely can't be yotzi the mitzvah with it if you did it. You might be, if you want to graft it for, you know, whatever reason you want. If you want to grow a esrogim for other purposes, that's where he's mesupik. He said it's sad to say that it's mutter to do it, but he says for sure, you know, regardless of whether it's mutter or not, it will not be an esrog. So you're allowed to graft two esrogim, like we pointed out, but not esrog with any other min, even if it's a min that's close enough that it's not considered an iser kalayim, but it still would not be an esrog. This is what the Chazon Ish writes. Now, okay, so that's the region number one. It's like the Magen Avraham, an esrog creates hadar means only an esrog, nothing else. There's a levush. The levush in Tafresh Mem Dalid, Sif Dalid, he says another vart. And the Levush says that the reason why an Esther grants it as a Merkav is puzzle is because of the Isser. He says it's because it's usser to graft, so Memela, it's the product of grafting, is a Davar Mos. It's Mos. It's something which is connected to the Ratzon the Bari, because Baruch Hu didn't want this to ever come into being. And he says, and even for Akum, there's a man da'am in Sanhedrin and Daphne Vav that even B'nai Noach mitzuvah in this sister, that no one's allowed to graft. So Memela, the product of grafting is something which is Sonny Lifnei Hashem, and Memela, it's Mos for the mitzvah. And that's why. So L'char would come out.
Different svara, because that's a mitzvah up about there. That's a whole different svara then.
Exactly.
One is saying mitzias is not natural, and one is saying no, it's a natural, exactly. But it's a mitzvah b'avera.
Exactly, and it would be a nafka mina, l'fi the Chazon Ish is chakira, right. Chazon has a tzad that you're allowed to graft an esrog with a lemon, so l'fi that tzad, the l'chari should come out, the l'vush, it wouldn't be possible. If the Chazon Ish doesn't come out that way anyway, it comes out not to do it. But lu yitzur, we someone would be masik l'halacha, that it's mutter to graft an esrog with a lemon, so l'chari, according to l'vush, it should come out. It's, but now, I don't know also that the Levush would not necessarily agree to some of the other svaras, but he that's not what he says, though. He says this svara that it's a Dover Mos, and he says, not right there, but they bring down on the bottom of the new Levush from that he writes somewhere else, that even to take it for Hoshanis, to be Mak of the Bima with it, if you don't have another Esrog, so you got an Esrog with somebody else for the Mitzvah, but all you have to hold is an Esrog Merkav. He said you shouldn't even do that. You shouldn't take it around. It's a Dover Mos. It has no place in the... You know, in Yiddishkeit, in the Kiyam HaMitzvah, that's what the Levush says.
Is it also Mitzvah Bavera or Dover Mos?
No, it's Mos, not Mitzvah Bavera. It's Mos for the Mitzvah, that's what he says.
Does this have anything to do with the Isser of Kelayim?
Yeah.
You think this is the
Isser of Kelayim? That's the Isser. Okay. That's the Isser we're talking about, yeah. The Taz writes in Tafresh Mem Dalet, Sifka, and Gimel that an Esrog which is Merkav is like Chaser. because it's not completely an esrog. It's part esrog, part of it's not esrog. So now we'll see later, about the Shem, we'll get to whether it's, at some point the psul of chaser, what the details are. But the Taz says that that's the nekuda here, that it's not completely esrog. That means whatever part of it is not esrog is like that part is chaser. And he says we have no idea. It could be rubo. You know, even we'll see the two shitas later. How much has to be chaser to be possible? But he says it could be. It's who knows what's going on inside it once it's grafted. That's what he writes. And then the Dershow brings down a few other svaras that one svara he says that I just want to check the first one if it's slipping my mind for a second. Dershow call was in Tafresh Mem Ches in 113. He says because of Bal Tosef. Who does he bring this from? It's like two pairs. We're saying it's not an esrog. The Taz is saying it's chaser esrog. He's saying it's like two in one. The Chalkas Yoiv quotes it from the Heshev Moshe, and also the Bigdei Yesha. Say that it is this is the Dirshu is quoting this in 113 in Tafresh Memchas 113, that it's like it's Bal Tosef, you're bringing it's like a fifth min. It's like it's not that it's not an esrog, but it's an esrog plus whatever, and it's Bal Tosef. Al Kopanim, it's Muskim, as I said, the only one we ever saw the Panim Ira said it's not Asur B'Deraisa, but other than that, we have many Achareim saying that it's a psul gomor and you can't even take it even b'shas al-chak and v'chulu. Okay. Now, so the question is, how do you know? How do you know if you have an esrog, someone brings you an esrog, you know, without a box and without without any ksav or heksher or whatever it is, how do you know if the esrog is murkav and not murkav? So there are simonim that the poskim say. They say the three famous simonim. First of all, a murkav typically will be smooth, without blitus, and an esrog, adrab, an esrog is mali blitus. It has a lot of bumps on it. It's not a smooth skinned fruit. Number two, in the murkav, the ukitz, which is the stem where it's connected to the tree, will be protruding, sticking out. Whereas in an esrog, it's shakua. In an esrog, the ukitz typically is the bottom of the esrog goes in, and the stem is in, is shakua. And the murkav is not. The murkav, it ends like a more pointy and with the ukit sticking out. That's the second simon. And the third simon is that in the murkav, it'll have the klipa tends to be thin, and the inside is much more hollow space inside, which is filled with a lot of juice. Whereas an esrog is the other way. The esrog is very thick skinned. Very, very thin, and there's inside. It's kamat yavesh. The inside is very, very little juice inside. Very little space inside. It's mostly peel, which is the little area inside that contains the seeds and a little bit of juice. And that's the simon of an esrog. The merkav will be the opposite structure. A fourth simon they give that some say is that they found that when you cut open the esrog, you find that the seeds tend to be positioned vertically. Whereas in the Merkav, they're positioned horizontally. But that simon in particular, many say it doesn't seem to be very consistent. Many say they've taken esrogim, which come with the highest chazak is of being non-Merkav, and they open it and they find it not that way, and etc. But so that simon particularly is challenged a lot. But bechlal, all these simonim, none of these simonim come from the Gemara. The simanim not medina the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mention that the way you. I mentioned before, the Gemara doesn't mention the murkav as possible, but the Gemara also doesn't say that if you want to recognize it, what an esrog is, you know, look for these things on your, you know, on your yellow fruit. The Gemara doesn't mention any of these. This simanim, which the poskim established or koveya based on observation through of knowing what having esrog, which they knew to be non murkav. And comparing them with others, which were, and they compiled this list. But because of that, so the Chassam Sofer says in Simon is Chuvas Chosav Simon Rei Zayin, and that Mishnah Berurah, which I mentioned, Samachay brings it down that Lamaisa, you are not allowed to rely on the Simanim. If you have no clue, you have no background to this esrog, you cannot rely on the simanim and say, okay, it meets, you know, it checks the boxes, so it's a kosher esrog. But he says, he compares it to the din of an oaf tahar. When you, you know, we know that to eat a bird, to know what's a kosher bird, it's b'mesara. By animals, we have Chazal give us more, give us specific simanim. The Torah gives us simanim. By birds, so the Gemara lists certain simanim, but l'maisa, we don't eat any oaf unless we have a mesara, that going back to Dori Doris, that it's a kosher bird, kosher species. So same thing by an esrog. It says, to an esrog, you have to have a mesara. You have to have a mesara that it's a kosher esrog. And we'll maybe talk about that a little bit further in. Okay, now, so the Mishnah Berurah there that I mentioned, Samachay, he brings from a Bikur Yaakov that what happens if you don't know, Taka? You don't have a Masar, you know, you have an Esrog, you don't know. The only Esrog you can get your hands on is, or the only Esrogim you can get your hands on are Safik Merkav. You have no beer that they're not Merkav. So the Bikur Yaakov, by the way, Bikur Yaakov was written by the Aruch Lener, right? The Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, and also wrote the Shals and Shuvas Binyan Sion. He was a phenomenal Achron in his time, and phenomenal Pesach. He wrote many Chashuv Shuvas in the two Chalakim Binyan Sion that we have, and he wrote on a number of Masechtas. He's not as well known in the Yeshiva Shavel because he only has on one of the Yeshiva Masechtas, only in Yevamos. He doesn't have on, you know, on the Babas and on the Ksubas. So when you learn your Babas, you learn the, you know, the Aruch HaNer. But okay, people learn Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah and Sanhedrin. He has many Masechtas. And on Sukkah, besides having on the Daf, he has in the back, or that's where it's printed, he has on Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Sukkah, like a running commentary, like a Maggid of Rum or a Taz or a Mishnah Berurah, on Hilchos Sukkah called Bikur Yaakov. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it extensively. And just also to give a little glimpse into who he was, Bikur Yaakov, he has at the end of the Bikur Yaakov, he has Tosefes Bikurim, where he has, part of it is back and forth he has with other Gedolim of his time, Gedolim that commented on certain things he said, and his response. And there were a number of things from Rabbi Kivager. Kivager, you know, responded to the, or wrote to the Bikur Yaakov on a number of points, and which he responded to. He says, see, you know, obviously he was Machshim, and that he's somebody that he's he's somebody to speak with, somebody on his, on his Madrega, not his Madrega, but, you know, it's definitely within the ballpark. Okay, anyway, so the Bikur Yaakov says, this is the Berlacha thing, brings us there, that, if you don't know, if you have a Suffolk Merkav, you could, Lemaisa, take it. And there's a tzad you can make a bracha on it because rov esrogim sheba olam einim merkavim. That's what he says. Most esrogim are not merkavim. So at the end, lemaisi is not somich on this, but he's mitzadi that way. That maybe for that reason it'd be mutter. So I saw in two places, two of the gedolim question that it could be bechal that it's not true at all. Anymore, one is in the Shon Halachas, whether Chaimievsky and then another Bechaber wrote. He's mistapik if it's even if that's even the Metzias anymore, and also
now which is a Metzias
that it's still Rov Esrogim. That Rov Esrogim are not Merkavim. what I see also in the Sefer Abbas Aminu Shalim from Rav Yechiel Michel Stern. Also, it was mefakpek on not saying it was not mefakpek on the binyan tzi and the rechnei, just saying that bismanenu, it's very likely that that's not it's bechad not even the case. But even the binyan, even the rechnei comes out that not to be somechon, you should not make a bracha if it's a suffix. Okay, so now, so what do you do if you have nothing else but a so should you have nothing else in front of you but an esrog that's a sub, or you have five esrogim, they're all the same, all suffik merkav. So the Mishnah Berurah has a shaila, should you take it even without a bracha? What's the shaila? Normally you do. Normally, if you have an esrog that's puzzle, even you have nothing but a puzzle esrog, then you take it, and there's even a tzad that you can make a bracha on it. But lemaisa, we take it without a bracha. So if you have a pasal esrog or pasal lulav, any one of the dalaminim that's pasal, mamish pasal, no shayla, it's pasal. You have no other choice. You have nothing that's kosher, so you take it without a bracha. But by a merkav, The Mishnah is a tzad that you shouldn't do it because he's afraid, Dilma Asi L'Misrach, meaning by the other things, this is a psal. You know, this it's a problem, it's a psal. You have an esrog, which, let's say, it's chaser in a way that it's definitely puzzle, or it has a one of the psulim or a lulav that something's wrong with the top of the lulav that's very puzzle. Okay, so at least you're taking your lulav, and the next year you'll look for one that doesn't have psal. But if you're going to take an esrog, which looks beautiful and perfect, in fact, it looks nicer than a regular esrog. That's the thing with the merkavim, they tend to look much beautiful, which is one of the reasons why people were mark of them, people who weren't as concerned about the halacha as they were about the aesthetics. So you may end up, you know, you might be nimshach after this and end up taking a merkav in the future. Say it's specific about that, whether you should even take it without a bracha. He writes this also about other things when it's a shaila, whether it's the right min. Here he says, hadash shote, or tzavtzefa, things that we're not sure it's even the right min. So then he brings his ein little klal, afilu b'lo bracha, afilu b'shas hadchak, da'asi l'miti latzis v'hem tamid. This is what is quoting from the Mishnah Berurah. This Mishnah Berurah is in Tafresh Mem Tesiv, Katan Nun Gimel, and the Sharet Tzion over there. I think it's the Sharet Tzion. I think I wrote the Sharet Tzion over there. Yeah. Okay. So, fine. So I think hopefully we're convinced, or at least that you shouldn't take an esrog that's merkav, and not only should you take it as merkav, you should make sure to get it's not merkav. Now,
Is the reason that you would take dalaminim with a puzzle in it?
Because shalo lishkach taras dalaminim. So it's a zeich of dalaminim, so you shouldn't forget about the whole mitzvah. You should do your best you can. You're not yotzei, but at least you know it's a tamid mitzvah, and so hopefully you won't the mitzvah. There could have been times, you know, where people lived in places where it was a common occurrence, so they couldn't get a kosher. I mean, they got one or two esrog and one or two eleven. You know, we hear about these things, right? And we can't, Baruch Hashem, we have a hard trouble imagining it, but we hear about it, and it could be it happened a number of years in a row, and so at least take what you have so that you remember, you know. Next year, or that if you could, next time you could get a kosher one, you remember that such a mitzvah.
But by Morkov, if the time is Atzi L'Misrach, so the assumption is that the Morkov is something beautiful and we want to do it again.
Right, so we're more afraid the other way.
Yes, of the Morkov.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even stress that, but
so
I don't
think taking a puzzle to mix it with your min, why would you be doing that? Maybe it's really the exact same reason. Maybe the Dover puzzle is something that's beautiful.
But they have
to
take
right.
They're more afraid the other way that it'll lead you to that you'll substitute it for an esrog even if you could get an esrog. The chashash is greater the other way. That's what the Mishnah is saying.
He's going a little bit more like chazanesh, not like lavush, meaning that that he's being decided that a morkav is not a davar melos, so it's 100% awesome.
Because if it was, that would be a reason not to take. Good point. That's a good point. Okay, now there's a. The Veld says over the famous word like this, that let's say a person has an esrog, which is not becheskas bilti merkav. It's a kosher esrog, no psulim, but it's not such a pretty esrog. It's not such a beautiful esrog. We know one of the things in esrog is that it should be, besides hadar in terms of in checking all the boxes, not having psulim, that we have to get to yet, but also that it should be as beautiful as possible. It shouldn't have unnecessary blemishes on it, even if they don't passel. So a person has an es like that, which is vaday becheskas einu merkav, but lemaisa it's not so beautiful. And then he has in front of him another esrog, which is much nicer, a shena esrog, but he doesn't know. It may be merkav. It's not vaday merkav, it may be merkav. It's a suffing merkav. So what should he do? What should he take, or should he take them both, and how should he take them? So famous Chaim Brisker, right, I think this is well known, Chaim Brisker said, what he should do is he should take the lulav with the three minim, the other two minim, and then take in his left hand, take the esrog, which is beautiful, but might be pasul, it might be merkav, suffik merkav, make the bracha, and with the lulav, and the esrog, which is a shaila, then put it down, and pick up the other esrog, which is vade kasher. So first pick, so this way you've taken both hesrogim, you've had the kind of mitzvah because you definitely, you took the one which is vadi kasher, but you also take the other one. Why do you take the other one? Well, and why do you do it in that order? Because if the other one's kasher, you don't know, it's safek merkav. But if it is kasher, you want to be yotzi with that one. It's a much beautiful, more beautiful hesrog. I want to be mekayim zekeli van veyu, I want to do the mitzvah on the highest madrega. So on the tzad that it's not merkav, we're talking about it's only safek, not vadi. If it's vadi merkav, forget about it. It's a safek. I just don't have a chazak, I don't know. So on the tzad that it's not merkav, I want to be mekayim the mitzvah with that esrog. So if I'm first going to pick up the one that's vadei kasher, then it's all over. Once you did the mitzvah, you can't add. It's not like tefillin that you can wear them all day or tzitzis. So it's a mitzvah you could do once a day. You only mekayim the mitzvah by taking the living esrog once a day. Once you, if you pick up the esrog that's not so pretty but vadei kasher, you fulfill the mitzvah. And it's over. Now, if you put that down and pick up the other one, you're not doing anything. You're not adding.
At which point is the mitzvah done? When
you're holding all four meanim in the right position.
Just holding them there. You don't have to do the
attack. You don't even have to shake him. No. But to be able to the mitzvah.
But how can you make a bracha?
Oh, we'll get the mitzvah. Very good.
What you said before, the Mishnah Berurah said something, you can't make a bracha on the...
Yeah, so you're asking, so how are you allowed to do it? Okay, so the simple answer, the two steps is that, but I'm going to take the other one right away also. I'm not only taking...
You're not holding it.
But just make sure everyone, the pashas, the reason why Reb Chaim said to do this, and they made it, that Reb Chaim himself did this, there were times when he himself had this situation, is because again, if you take the one that's vadei kasher first, then you're mekayim it already, and you're mekayim it on, a level B esrog. And picking up the AS drug afterwards is not going to do anything for you, even if it's kosher, but it's too late. I already did the mitzvah. Whereas if I pick up the one that's an AS drug, it might be possible. Okay, so it's possible, so I did nothing. I'll get the mitzvah in 5 seconds later when I pick up the other one. But if it's kosher, I was mekayim the mitzvah with a much, much, much beautiful esrog. So that's what Chaim said to do. But the kasha they ask, because the kasha is being asked here, is that why isn't it, the way they phrase it is, why isn't it a hefsek though? You're making a bracha. You make the bracha over the siyasin, you're making a bracha, and then and you're holding something in your hand which is not an esrog, and then on the tzad that it's possible, right? We don't know. But on the tzad that this esrog here, safi merkav, is emes merkav, so I'm making a bracha, at this point, I'm not being mekayim anything, I'm not doing the mitzvah, and only later I'm putting it down, maybe it's a short time later, but l'chart should be a hefsek, and they bring a riot to the kasha, because there's a rashi that says, regarding two people that have to bring a karbanos, and they both have to do smicha on the carbon. Smicha is when you samach yadav al rosh carbono, when he leans his hands on the head of the carbon before the carbon is shechted. So two people bring a carbon, Reuben and Shimon, and the animals got switched, and they're not sure which one is Reuben's animal and which one is Shimon's animal. So it says they should both do smicha on each one. Reuben should be samach on both of them. And Shimon should be samech on both. This because only the Bailam have to be samech on their animal, so I was samech on both of them. One of them I got a mitzvah, and one of them was nothing. And Shimon also, he got a mitzvah with the other one. But it says, Dr. Rashi, you can't make a bracha though on the smicha then. You can't make a bracha, why not? Because in the tzad that you happen to get the wrong one first, you don't know. You might got the right one first, you might get the wrong one first, you don't know. On the tzad that you got the wrong one first, so it's a hefsek. So you made a bracha, and you were somich on the wrong animal. It's not your animal. It's like you somich on the table. It's garnished. And then you were somich on your animal, but it's already a hefsek in the bracha. So Frek the Velt, or then they said, he asked his kasha to the Brisker Rav, that why was Rechaim allowed to make a bracha, pick up this suffic esek, suffic merkav? Maybe it's garnished, and he's not being mekayim any mitzvah, and it's a hefsek in the bracha. So what I heard is the Brisker Rav answered, and it says Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Taf Reish Nun Aleph Sif Yud Beis that the mitzvah of Dalaminim doesn't have to be done the way we do it. How do we do it? We pick up all four minim at once. But you don't have to do it that way. You can be mekayim the mitzvah by picking them up zeh achar zeh. It says in Taf Reish, let's just look for 1 second. Taf Reish Nun Aleph Sif Yud Beis. It says here. Arba minim halalu ma'akva zeh zeh. Etc. You took them one after the other. So even if you picked up one, put it down, picked up the other, put it down, etc. You're mekayim the mitzvah. You have them all in front of you at once. And if I make the bracha, pick up one, pick up the other, pick up the one to the other. I'm yotzei. So zog the Brisker Rav that the lulav you have is kosher, right? You have a lulav with hadasim and a ravis. So you definitely started the mitzvah. it could be the esrog in your hand is not an esrog, right? It's a suffik merkav. It could be it's garnish. But you definitely began the mitzvah because it's not like the case. The case is smicha. If this is not my animal, it's nothing. I'm not doing anything by being samich on this animal. It's like being samich on, you know, on a piece of plastic. It's nothing. And I'm only getting the mitzvah later. I didn't even start the mitzvah. I tried, but I didn't do anything. But here, I definitely started the mitzvah because I already have the lulav. I'm allowed to pick up the lulav first and the esrog later. So while I'm picking up the lulav, I happen to be holding something else in my hand. And I'll just add, maybe you have in mind, you don't want to be over Baal Tosif on the side that it's not an esrog. Obviously, you don't want, you're just doing it machma safik. So since you started the mitzvah, it's not called a hefsik. So you can pick it up with the safik esrog. And if klape shmaya, it's a kosher esrog, you got a great mitzvah, a level A mitzvah. And just in case it's not, you put it down and pick up the other one, and now you vadi mekayem mitzvah and you bracha is a bracha. That's what they say over from the briskira. Now, okay, so this is what I heard. I couldn't find this now in print, but I will, just to be honest, if you look, I say in Sefer Moed Muzmanim from Rav Sternbach in Chelik Beis Simon Kuf Yud Ches, he has a whole shtickle, whole simon on this Rav Chaim, a lot of different nekudas on this Rav Chaim brisker. And he's bothered by this kasha, and he doesn't say this at all. He doesn't ask the kasha exactly the way I asked it, the way I heard it, and he doesn't say this teretz at all. He has a whole different discussion there, which surprised me, because if it's a brisker rav, if anyone should know it, I would imagine the Rav Sternbach would know it, especially. But so if as I said, I haven't located in print, at least now, where the mahalach that I said, but this is the mahalach I heard. If you want to look also in this, if those are interested in pursuing it further, there's this kuntres like Yonah Shel Melech that they put out from Lakewood, and the Chayenu puts out. So in the one from Sukkis, in Sukkis Tavshin Pei Gimel, it's Chelik Vav, on page, Rav Sternbach has another shtickle on this Rav Chaim with other nekudas. But again, he doesn't say any of this. Okay. Okay, so Merkav is puzzle, but and if you have a suffix Merkav, so that's a shtickel eight, so what to do. So the shaila is now, what's called Merkav? So Merkav could be whether the tree itself is an esrog tree, and you took a cutting from a different tree, let's say a lemon tree, you took a cutting from a lemon tree and attached it, taped it on, whatever, however they do it, attached it to the esrog tree, or the other way around. You have a lemon tree, and you take a branch from an esrog tree and it makes no difference which is the main trunk and which is the branch, as long as they're two different meaning, it's called Merkav. But what about this? There are some that like to put a beehive next to an esrog, the esrog orchard, the pipes of esrog. Why is that? Because the bees collect pollen, or I think it's not the right word, I think it's pollen, from the lemon trees that are in the proximity, and they bring it over to the esrog trees, and it enhances the beauty of the esrogim. So the shaila is that a problem? Is that called Merkav? Or is to have bees bringing pollen from lemons or other minim over to the esrogim tree? So there's in the sefer from Michal Stern, which I mentioned that sefer before, he was a nephew of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. He says Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, "Ein bezech shash al harkava." There's no problem with that. That's not harkava at all. Just the fact that they're adding some pollen, and that's not, and I guess even Lefi the Taz and Bechaser and Lefi the Baal Tosif, he said it's none of that. It's just putting this in. Basically, I think the Vard is something which doesn't grow on its own. The pollen is not shaykh to grow on its own, so that's adding that to a fruit is not harkava. I saw later that Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a whole arichas about the whole idea of the Gabi Kilayim in the Mincha Shlomo itself. He has a whole arichas about it. But Lemaisa, Rav Stern said that he told him it's no problem at all. In the Tshuvas Yisa Yosef, which is Rav Yosef Efrati, who were Tshuvas always saying over Rabbi Yashav Shita and explaining, etc. In the Yisa Yosef, in the first Chelik Sim Kuf Lamed, he has a whole shayla about that, and he handles Rav Shlomo Zalman Shita, and he brings this that's where I saw it, this Mincha Shlomo, and etc. And he brings from Rabbi Yashav that it's not roy to do this. He says, even though it's not her cover, but he says, is at the lesson is Shema Mitzvah Shayim. One second. Ain Rotsui Lahavi Kavel Zvar Mitzvahs Mateus Rogim Lahabas Afra, because he said Shema Leinian the Mitzvah Shayim. So Mitzvah Shayim, meaning of Aleinu Lehizar Shlo Lahosef Biyadayim Shum davar shechashash to Rav Sim. For a mitzvah, the Torah wants an esrog. Don't do anything to affect the pureness of the esrog. It's not kelayim, and he didn't say it's usher. Also, Rabbi Yashin didn't say it's usher. He just said to intentionally set it up is the wrong thing to do. You should not intentionally set it up that way. But he didn't passel it. And they bring also in the Archas Rabbeinu in the second chelik from the Stipler also said esrogim like this are kosher. And he brings there, Rav Stern brings in his sefer, he said they tested many esrogim, you know, in the laboratory, and they didn't find a single esrog that did not have in it some of this Tom Lemon or whatever is from the esrog which becheskas built in Rukavim. They didn't find a single one which was completely pure, which didn't have something from the bees. So he said if we pass all that, when we're completely out of business, we'll never have a kosher esrog because they all apparently contain this. So it seems again everyone I saw says it's kosher. Rabbi Yashiv and Rishon Zalman and the Stifle all said it's kosher. But Yashiv said it's not the right thing to do. Don't mess around with the mitzvah. You know, leave it as pure as possible. But Lamaisa, it doesn't possible. Doesn't possible rather. One more last shaila here, is that what about a tolda of a merkav? Meaning, somebody already was merkav, and now you have a tree and the branch grew, and now you have, what about to take seeds from one of those fruits and plant it? So, is a tshuva from the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim says it's kosher lechatchila to do that. He says the toldos of merkav is not merkav. He says you could look at the Shar Tshuva brings this also in Tafresh. But apparently, saying that's only the original esrog, but what grows from there, he says, I didn't see the tshuva inside, but the Shar Tshuva brings it down also, and he writes that he says 100% kosher. But many gedolei achronim achalik with this, the Marbukos, whatever the Imri Bina and Rosh Hashanah Salant, and before that the Chemda Shlom and the Bidya, many say not like that. That but the Chazanish I think says this lashon the Merkav, the Toldosav, Toldosav, and Sof Kaladaris is all puzzle. So space of time seems to be Das Yachid. Everybody else says such a thing would be puzzle. Okay, so we got through Wamsul. It's not even we didn't even get to open the Gemara yet. but you know, next time we'll continue with Esther with some of the other.